Tonight, the DEA is offering $10 million for information leading to the arrest of the Mexican drug kingpin known as El Mencho. He's blamed for a flood of narcotics into the U.S. And in tonight's Eye on America, Adriana Diaz takes us on the hunt for this dangerous drug lord.
It's just after sunrise, and on Chicago's west side, we're out watching the morning rush for drugs.
Yes, with 7:15
in the morning.
Yeah.
And there's people in the alley back there. And
the seller's behind that boarded fence.
The DEA's Brian McKnight showed us what's going on in broad daylight.
There's literally a line. Now everyone's coming back out. Yeah,
see, the guy's putting on his right hand, he's putting in his pocket.
Last year in Chicago alone, almost 800 people died from drug overdoses.
What percentage of drugs in Chicago do you think come from Mexico?
A significant amount, probably about, 90%.
90%?
Yeah. The DEA says this man is a major part of the problem. He's a rising Mexican drug lord named Nemesio Oseguera Cervantes, known simply as El Mencho.
He's the number one priority for DEA and frankly, federal law enforcement in the United States.
Matthew Donahue is the DEA's top agent in Mexico and has helped uncover dozens of El Mencho's drug labs in the jungle. El Mencho's cartel is responsible for roughly a third of the drugs entering this country by land and by sea. He has a $10 million bounty on his head. Ironically, he lived in California some 30 years ago, where he was arrested on drug charges and eventually deported back to Mexico.